If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
Yo, yo, this is your boy C. Diddy.
And I am Matt Makes Me Sick.
And we are here, man, just telling y'all, we appreciate all the support on our Patreon so far. It is literally the realest Patreon ever. Y'all can subscribe right now at patreon.com/officialTRPE. Make sure that you, your dog get an account, your mom get an account, get granny in a nursing home account. We need everybody to get a Patreon account so we can keep pumping out this quality content for y'all. Unfiltered, raw and uncut for everybody out there in the TRP nation.
You handled everything. There's nothing for me to say.
We out.
Let's get into the show.
The realest podcast ever. The realest podcast ever.
Y'all's the hate on all of my moves, but now niggas on it. They used to bait me on me and my views, but now niggas on it. I used to tell them I'ma have me a show, but now niggas on it. Her homies on it. Your homies on it. Y'all's the hate on all of my moves, but now niggas on it. They used to bait me on me and my views, but now niggas on it. I used to tell them I had me a show, but now niggas on it. Her homies on it. Your homies on it.
The realest podcast ever. The realest podcast ever. The realest podcast ever.
Shit. I was trying not to start this shit.
Yo, man. So, so we laughing because off air, fucking Matt is on Facebook, which is the abyss.
Yo.
First and foremost. He's on Facebook and he's like, oh, they're doing a Roscoe P. Coldchain documentary, and I'm like, that's probably gonna be good and terrible, but guess what? Yeah. I'm here for it. Yeah. I enjoy a bad movie more than anything. So I said, you know, my favorite part of the documentary is gonna be, if they do this, which they probably won't, when Roscoe and one of his sidekicks that apparently was 6'8 and about 400 pounds, body beats a very popular in the city party promoter, very successful in the city. And it's like, just give me the money, man. I don't want to do this to you. Body beat this nigga for 20 minutes. I ain't got no money. I know you got the money, man. Yo. Give it up. I ain't got it.
Roscoe P.
On the corner of 3rd and Market.
You know, shout out Rob. When Rob was heavy DJing, remember his drop, DJ R to the Izze, Smack Your Mama with the motherfucking Kizze?
Hey,
that's Roscoe. That was Roscoe P. Coldchain doing that.
Yo,
shit.
Listen, I got a Roscoe P. story. When I was probably 15 years old, I was in, I think, 9th grade, going to Central. Philly's Most Wanted shot their video for Suckers, produced by the Neptunes in Southwest on 54th and Woodland. And Pharrell came. He had a white Porsche. And it was a couple other, the Clips came, a couple other people. And Roscoe P. came there with the intention to rob and potentially kidnap Pharrell.
Oh, wow.
And ended up leaving with a record deal. But the reason he came, he's like, oh, the Neptune niggas up Woodland Ave, bet. And he came to rob Pharrell. Somebody was like, no, you know my man Roscoe, he rap, and introduced him to him, and he ended up rapping and getting a deal, and then he was
on
Roscoe the Clips
P
album.
Out?
Hell no.
That's what I thought.
Nigga got 10 million years in prison.
Damn.
He had a brazen like murder that he got charged with.
Damn.
Yeah, he ain't got to worry about coming home no time soon. So I'm here for the documentary. Let me know if y'all got a GoFundMe or a Kickstarter for that.
No, it's done.
I was done.
It came out yesterday.
I was out.
April 4th?
No, nigga, that's today's viewing. we should watch that and review it for overtime. All right, so this is the part right here. We have to do that.
It came out yesterday.
Yeah, no, we're going to review the Roscoe P. documentary for fucking Patreon. Facts. So, y'all might have heard a third voice on the mic. It's not Big Dan. It's not any of our usual suspects. We got a special guest in the building today that's going to kick it with us all day. It's somebody that, you know, I've become good friends with over the past year or so. Self-proclaimed media man, two-time award-winning podcaster. You know him. You love him. @Tom_flies on social media.
Yeah, oh, y'all got the applause and shit too. Yeah. I gotta fire my engineer. I'm not gonna fire my engineer.
Where do you record it?
I record at Rec Philly.
Oh, Rec Philly. Okay, we were just at Rec Philly. Yeah, we did just Rec another Philly. Motivational podcast.
It's a lot to get in there.
Yo, you gotta
types of swipes and credentials.
You got COVID? All right. Don't tell us if you do. Yeah. Come in. Yeah, it's a bunch of y'all went to Bree and Amber.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, yeah, I fuck with them. Yeah, man, Rec is they cool. They just a little too professional for me.
Yeah.
I'm from South Philly, so it's like, all right, we don't got to do all this and
right. When's the studio open?
Yeah,
when's the studio open? When can I pull up?
Yo, the studio was closed for like when I hit you and was telling you when we first was trying to get everything together. And they was like, the studio gonna be closed for about 6 months. I'm like, damn, 6 months. They like, yeah, when we open back up, it's gonna be restrictions. No more than two people in the studio. I said, so that's just me. Like,
yeah,
what the fuck is the point of opening the studio? If we can't have more than two people in here.
Might as well jump on Zoom.
Yeah, so it's like studio was closed like 6 months, and they was still taking money from me every month. Every month, studio was closed.
So you got a 6 month credit.
I better have 6 month credit. I ain't checking yet, but because I've been going back and forth, but they hit me like.
It's funny you made me think about that because we're going through the whole search of like the whole situation, and it's wild how apartments was like shutting down all amenities in different apartment buildings and condos. And still charge you. It's people that have to pay for amenities.
Exactly.
Where they live.
They charge you an amenity fee.
An amenity fee.
Up front.
And amenities were straight gone. Ain't no coffee. Ain't shit down.
Like, so it's no Danishes, but I still got to pay the $400 when
no
I move
gym,
it.
No pool, no outdoor fire pits. They done took the grills. None of that shit. And still charging motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking bad.
So that shit is wild. But man, I appreciate y'all for having me on.
No doubt. Plug your show.
Oh, well, my show right now, Tapped In With Tom Flies. I just recently launched this, my solo show. I went solo back in February. I'm like 9 episodes in right now.
Nice.
My next guest, which should be dropping this week, is DJ AFN, The Drink Champs.
Oh, fire.
So that should be coming out later on this week. I done had Wallo, Lil Mo, GG McGuire from Lip Service. Let's see, Miss Jade. And a bunch of other like Philly rap niggas that I've been trying to I've been trying to keep a balance the people that's like kind of established and then the niggas that's on the up and up, just trying to keep that balance and have people on my show. So yeah, man, that's what we doing right now. And I'm trying to keep that going. Trying to bring more people on board so we can kind of expand the show. Right. But yeah, that's all we on right now.
That's what's
man.
What's up, man? It's dope. Mm-hmm. So would you say that it's like a music centric show? Like, do you try to like specifically like kind of attack people in and around the music industry, or it's kind of like whatever?
It's kind of like whatever. It's about
good conversation.
Yeah, it's just about like if I know I can make the connection and bring, like, if I'm interested in you, interested to know what you got going on and want to talk to you, then you can come on. Because it's a lot of like niggas hit me and be like, "Yo, how much I got to charge to come on the show?" And I be like, I don't, like, my homie, like, who's like kind of like oversees the business side of things, he'd be like, "Yo, you could charge niggas to come on the show." And I'd be like, "Yeah, but I don't want to talk to these niggas." Like, right. Like, it's certain, like, just because niggas willing to pay $300 to come on the show, don't mean I'm not going to take the money and sit here and have a pointless conversation with you. Right. I'm not going to be interested. Like, I'm going to sit here and just, you going to talk about your mixtape that niggas don't know. And, I just got to pretend like I'm interested. I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Like, I can't, I'm not doing it. So it's just about like anything, any type of creative, whatever you want, music. Literally anything. If I hit you, say, want to sit down with you and do it, we gonna do it. Like,
yeah, I was having this conversation with somebody yesterday because she was like, "Why don't y'all try to get so and so?" And I'm just like, "No."
And that's how it be.
I call me crazy. I want to get to where, like, I want to interview Ellen. You know what I mean? Right. Like, she has a crazy ass story. It's like shit like that. Like, I don't want like the low hanging fruit, if that makes any sense. Yeah. Like Fab Lines. I don't want to go Fab Lines when it comes
to Fab Boy.
Oh man.
Yeah, shout out to Fab. I just had Fab on my, we shot part of my documentary last week.
And, ain't nothing wrong with Fab's a good guy.
Yeah, that's my guy.
He's a good guy.
Listen, for all the dudes, I do the same thing. We all talk everything. He knows. So we talk about whatever. But he, I just shot a part of my documentary. He was on, too, I'm filming that too.
Did you see the John the other day with the line he had from the Brooklyn? John, they made it a whole thing.
Yo, that should be hilarious. And it's like whatever.
Who needs an alarm in the morning when McDonald's has sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles and a breakfast cutoff? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Like whenever shit like that happened, right? Niggas hit me immediately like, oh. Day, I'd be like, you know what,
dog? I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. Lil Nas X. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, one of the best parts of the internet is every time something social media happens, it'd be somebody in the comments with the
meme. Yeah. Oh, every time. You didn't make me think about this. So, real quick, new segment I want to start here at the show. I should have texted you about this. I want to start a segment called Niggas Too Horny, where we actually where we actually give props.
That could, we could do 37 shows.
The 50.
That's an easy 50 catalog. That's two seasons in a day.
Where weekly, I'm going to discuss the horniest shit I've seen from niggas. You just made me think about it. So... I got two this week to start off.
One is probably me.
No, you're good this week. It's actually, since it's the inaugural, I got two.
Okay.
So, the other day, I'm at work. I'm talking to one of the old heads at my job. And we've all discussed old niggas in the internet just don't mix.
It's super bad.
It's like oil and water. They don't understand the internet. So... I'm out on the 49. We got new buses on the 49 the other day. Normally, oh, nice. We take... No, not nice. No? We normally take old buses because the old buses don't have cameras. So the new buses got cameras.
I'm like, hey, y'all coming up. He's like, no, this is terrible.
So when you got the new buses, you know what? You know you ain't supposed to be on the bus on the phone or whatever. That's like a thing.
Yeah.
So I pull up at the in the line, old head off the bus, like pacing back and forth. So I'm just like, what's wrong with you? He's like, I got the fucking new bus and shit. Got to get off and shit. You know, get on. He's like, this is normally my time. You know, I'm on the phone, do what I do. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, what do you be like, online shopping or something like that? He's like, nah, I'll be on the Instagram. You don't be on Instagram? I'm like, I'm on. He's like, oh, you want? I'm going to look you up. You on Instagram? I'm like, yeah.
I'm going to look you up.
He was like, it's bitches all up and down this motherfucker. He was like, these bitches so goddamn bad on Instagram, Biggs. Let me tell you. He's like, look at this bitch right here. You see this bitch right here? She's so bad, I'm about to message her directly. You ever do that? I'm like, no, I never pulled the...
I'm not familiar with
this. I never pulled the message directly out. You know what I'm saying? He was like, yeah, that little bitch know you mean business. He was like, you comment on a picture, that's one thing. But you message her directly, it's like, where you at? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to see what's up.
Exactly.
So he's like, I'm about to message her right goddamn now. So he sent a message. We sitting there talking. He's like, oh, she done hit me back already, Big. Hold on, let me see. She say she in South Carolina. Am I near Western Union? Fuck, I need to be near Western Union. I was just like, well, she about to run you rampant over. Exactly. Mm-hmm. That was my first one. Now the second one is what you made me think about it, because we was talking about the Roscoe P. Cold Chain documentary. It came out yesterday, April 4th, my sister's birthday. So shout out Amber Jennifer, my sister's birthday. It was Black's birthday yesterday. Shout out Black, Corey.
I talked to Corey this morning.
Friend of the show, One Fam Radio. That's family. It was his birthday too. Black is the reason it made me think about this shit. So you know, I always say I'm only following 37 people on Twitter, and I need to take it down some more. And Black
take it down to 29.
Black is gonna be next to go sooner or later, because he's taking he's like the new Deuce, like in just in the nonsense all the time.
Yeah.
And Deuce is like a changed man. Apparently, he's like not even on fucking social media.
When you lose your girl because of social media, it'll normally.
I had to hit that nigga up. Like, yo, you good, bro? You going through some shit? He like, nah, I just been out the way, bro. I'm like, all right, I ain't seen you in a minute. I'm just making sure you good, bro.
Yeah, Black is taking his spot. So Black's in the middle of every fucking thing. So I saw a tweet the other day that was so ridiculously disturbing that I was like, that needs to be talked about in the public eye. So Black had quoted the tweet. You know, you quoted. Yeah. I can't tell you who tweeted it because I don't follow him. But Black quoted the tweet. The tweet was so disturbing. Like I said, I was just like, niggas really be too horny. The tweet said, all horniness aside, Philly needs more glory holes. And Black was like, yeah, that's way too horny to just outside. And I was like, what?
How do you take the horniness out of that? How do you extract the horny from a glory hole?
I'm like, how? You've been to all of them to know that Philly, we need more of these jokes.
Yo.
I'm just like, yo, that was the horniest shit I've seen this week, by far and away.
That was, I got to start paying. I see a million of those tweets every day, literally every day, where it's a million niggas just way too horny, way too horny. I got to start documenting that shit and start sending them a video.
Yeah.
Because that shit is wild.
That's going to be the thing going forward. Like, yeah, niggas too horny. That's definitely going to be a real life segment on this fucking show.
So before we get into the nonsense, today's show is sponsored by Two Amour Clothing. That's TOUTAMOUR Clothing. You can find their merchandise at TwoAmourClothing.com. Two Amour is a unisex clothing line. All products are true to size for men. Women are recommended to order products a size smaller unless otherwise stated in the description. Right now, they have a spring collection sale, 25% off all orders of over $40. Also, enjoy free shipping on every single order during your spring seasonal sale. Use code SPRING at checkout. This is some of the merchandise right here. These are some of their new embroidered sweatshirts and everything like that. So shout out to Moon, the owner of Two Amour Clothing, for sending us that care package and advertising with the show. Again, that's Two Amour Clothing, TOUTAMOUR Clothing. And the website is TwoAmourClothing.com. So what do y'all want to start with today? It's a lot going on in the news, in the media. There was so much stuff going on, I forgot stuff.
Did either of y'all see Versus last night?
I didn't even bother.
I
saw all the horniness from the women on
Women was too horny.
About Ryan Osley.
Yeah,
That's all I saw. That was a consistent theme.
Apparently, all you need is a gray beard.
That's really all you need.
I didn't even know that was him when I saw
it. I said, listen, he looked like
he worked for the sanitation department. He looked like the little angry nigga that don't stay in your trash cans.
He looked like that old head that do the modeling shit that be going viral, that be wearing them
hats. Yeah,
I
be talking about.
To
be
wearing a hat. Old head that's like in shape. He got to be about 64. He be wearing them Jaheim hats. Them just in case I don't make it home tonight.
I clicked on this shit and was looking the whole time like, yo, where the fuck is Ryan Isaac at? Like, I literally was watching the whole time like, where the fuck is he at? And he was like, nah, that's him right there with the beard. I'm like, this nigga right here?
Yeah, the lace front. Yeah.
Never knew it was him.
The lace beard. Yeah, lace silver beard.
That was definitely a lace beard. Ryan Isaac was wilding last night.
Yeah, he matched his beard with his mink and sent the TL in the uproar.
Yeah, Steve Harvey showed up looking like Darkwing Duck. He had on the pink sharks of fin too.
The greatest joke was ever a nigga got one of them suits on because somebody was like, he looks like a villain in a Batman.
And they say like he about to ruin Batman.
And then somebody called him the Niggler. It's like, it never fails, yo. When I see Niggler, that shit is hilarious. I burst out laughing last night.
The other joke, somebody said Steve Harvey whole brand is, man, these kids today.
Did you see Godfrey imitating him?
Yes.
Dog, Godfrey nailed that
shit. What your ass say?
I'm from Cleveland.
With Spice Adams and Afion Crockett.
Yeah. The one thing that I took away from the whole Versus, and you know I hate Versus. We talked about
it. Yo, I do too. I'm not gonna lie. Listen, I've grown to hate it.
Me, I was a pioneer. I was about to say, turn it up a little bit. I was a pioneer. I hated Versus. Honestly, after like T-Pain and Lil Jon, when it went away from being an actual Versus, that's what made the energy. Like, you don't want to see Michael Jordan and the Bulls take on Karl Malone and the Jazz, and it's like friendly.
Yeah,
like,
right?
This shit is it's supposed to be competition, and it's like it got away from that to where now it's just like a celebration of each other's music.
Yeah, I hate that. They had me at the when it was Sean Garrett and Dream.
I was about to say
they sold me. I was in
Sean
it.
Like, Garrett and Dream was the best.
Everyone is
going to
be like
ever.
This.
They was cutting
count
wrestling
me
promos. Yeah. The Dream
me
on the lawn
pulling out little creams.
This nigga was calling Khalees all types of bitch. I'm like, oh yeah, count me in. If everyone's going to be like this, yeah, count me in.
Dog. Sean Garrett said, JD, nigga, Atlanta, you bitches. Like, that shit was great.
He's like, do you know what this is?
Yo.
It's Nas, bitch. I said, oh, yeah.
And Dream on that. Whoa. Like, that shit was fantastic. And they got away from that now. And it's weird because even last night, Ron Isley started going into the songs that he did with R. Kelly.
Yeah.
And people were like,
oh, no.
Yeah, frustrated. And Ron Isley, like, man, listen, I made a lot of money off this Contagious shit. Y'all got me chopped. And it Ron was saying it like, having to throw away the art because the artist is a maniac, right, or it's nuts to me.
Listen, man, Kevin Spacey was taking all type of young boy booty. I'm not throwing away what's that Netflix show?
Cards.
House of Cards. I'm not throwing. And y'all ruined the last season of House of Cards. Dave Chappelle talked about this. Y'all ruined the last season of House of Cards because y'all wanted to out this nigga. All y'all had to do was wait 12 more months and I could have got a fucking resolution to that shit.
Yeah, I can understand the vigor for Kells because Kells is a maniac. Mm-hmm. But it's just like when it comes.
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about? Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
Down to like somebody like Ron Isley, it's like, yo, what do he got to do with my music?
Right, collateral damage.
Exactly.
Like, am I not supposed to, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't be Mr. Biggs no more because...
Yeah.
And
the cancel culture shit just be going too far.
It be going too far.
You know what I stumbled upon yesterday? Jeremy Piven. I didn't even know this shit happened. Jeremy Piven got Me Too'd. Mm-hmm. When all that initial shit came out, and it was a lie. Like, he got straight Me Too'd, thrown in the dumpster. They was like, oh, he's friends with Harvey Weinstein and da-da-da-da-da. And just threw his whole career away. He did an interview with Flagrant 2, with Andrew Scholl's other podcast, mm-hmm, a year ago. Basically,
Jeremy Piven was like the hottest young, not young, but like the hottest on the move actor for like that little 06 to 2011 stretch where he was Ari on the job. Then he was like, he had a cameo in like every fucking movie. Think about it, that nigga was in Heat.
Yeah.
Like Jeremy Piven really came
Jeremy from, Piven did 40 movies.
Dog.
He said, I did 40 movies. I was producing television. I was acting on television. And he's one of the only people in television history that went from a supporting role to being the star of a show.
Mm-hmm.
They flipped after season two. They flipped the shit and made the show about Ari.
Yeah.
Oh, this the nigga that played Vince is terrible. Which will make the show.
Vince has no chops.
He has no nothing.
Yeah.
The show is about Ari Gold. Yeah, this is the meat and potato. And he just got thrown in the trash with that whole shit. So he was basically telling his story and basically like, yo, there's no redemption for like somebody that this happens to. And it was a situation where another actor, I wish I could remember his name, but he sued the Star Telegraph and won, mm-hmm, because they reported some Me Too shit on him. And he sued them and won, and they had to pay him all the money that he lost as a result of being grouped in the, mm-hmm, Me Too shit. And there was no media coverage on it because that's the dark side of that whole shit where it's like we just throwing any and everybody and into the jungle. And he was basically saying like after a while the public tapped out of the Me Too shit. Mm-hmm. Like who else y'all going? Like what the fuck? Yeah. Like so everybody's a fucking predator? Like there can't be validity to every single story y'all have. And he said this was the best joke. He said that one of the girls that came out against Weinstein was like in a private conversation.
Jeffrey Rush.
One of the chicks that came out against Weinstein was like, I'm upset because I came out and like I thought I was going to end up being one of the hosts on The View and blah blah blah. I would have never even said nothing.
Yeah, like come on now.
That's the like it's literally now. Like a vindictive thing where it's like, well, yeah, I mean, you know, I sucked the nigga dick 4 a.m, but I don't feel good about it now because I thought I was gonna pee on The View. So this nigga's a predator. What? Like that was literally going on. Like that shit is crazy.
Yeah, that cancel culture shit is that shit is like niggas will you will literally get canceled for nigga. It could be you know the new rappers they come out they say whatever the fuck they want like. It'd be a nigga 15 going there and tweet some shit like Rosa Parks should have sat in the front, and he's like, oh, cancel this nigga. Get this nigga out of here. It's like, bro, I was 15 when I said,
right,
bro, that shit is like, I get it for some people, but it's like, damn, everybody don't need to get canceled, bro.
Exactly.
Everybody. No, I'm
some,
not really.
Like, we've lost the whole thing of like certain shit being like a teachable moment. Like,
exactly.
You're not allowed to fall forward and like make a mistake and like learn from your mistakes no more in the public eye. It's like, oh, you a star, you do this, you an actor, you a producer, da da da. You should get media trained, you should know better, you should da 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 da. And it's like, yo, human error is added into every equation for a reason.
Exactly.
Even a Harvard study ain't 100% accurate because of fucking human error. And it's like, yo, people are literally not allowed to make mistakes no more, or they will get you the fuck out of here, or at least attempt to.
Yeah, I woke up this morning, I saw R. Kelly was actually trending
because on Twitter,
because of the verses and shit. Yeah. And just watching the some of the tweets I saw were actually somebody was like, y'all expected Ron Isley to not play his songs with Kells. Like Mr. Biggs didn't beat the dog shit out of Kells for touching his young bitch. Like, yeah, real talk.
Exactly.
Like, so it's just, it's one of them things where like Kells did so much musically.
Yeah.
That it's just like, yo, when you have these situations, like how the fuck is you? Like,
you would have to delete a whole 20 years of music.
How?
Celine Dion, his shit, the Osleys, who else did he do a
dog? Kells wrote King of the Dance Hall for Beanie Man. That nigga wrote a reggae smash. Like, crazy, right?
That shit is. It's like, but see, even when during the T-Pain and Lil Jon one, and Payne was like,
I'm playing it.
Listen, y'all niggas gonna hate me, but listen, I'm playing this record.
He played the like, joint with I'm a Flirt. Yeah.
I'm playing this record. And niggas in the comments like, oh man, I don't know. He like, man, listen, I don't give a fuck. I'm playing this record, yo.
Yeah, because of the group thing shit. And it's like, as a group, people have decided that R. Kelly is canceled. Cool, I get that. Mm-hmm. But the art is the fucking art, man. And it's like, a lot of people along the lines did a lot of horrible shit. Like, we got to take everything on a case-by-case basis. And it's like, he made the music that he fucking made. Like, it is, we love the music. Oh, don't love him. Love the music.
Exactly.
Mike Tyson went to jail for a rape. Like, he was in prison, world champ,
and that,
for rape.
He just had a show on Broadway.
Tyson got out and was like, I'm fighting this delivery man. If you paid for that pay-per-view, real shit. And that'd be my whole joke. Like, if we going to cancel one, you kind of got to cancel everybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, you kind of got to cancel Pac, Biggie.
And Tyson went to jail when rape was rape.
Yeah.
Like, you like, no, nigga, you did that shit. Like, people came to court and said that you did that shit.
Yeah, that's wild.
Tupac, and my thing same is like, thing. If went you, to jail if, when rape was rape.
Tupac went to jail for sodomy. Something went in somebody's butt, man. Yeah. Like, real shit. It's like, if you gonna cancel one, you gotta cancel all. That's why I like Dave Chappelle so much, with like the fuck you to the cancel culture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like, yo, you can't do this.
Like, y'all already, the industry already tried to finish him as it was. So it's like, I'm on borrowed time anyway. Like, but he went and cultivated his audience and fucking built that shit back up to the point where now he $100 million talent because he went to the people. Like, the people decided, like, that was, Dave Chappelle would never do crack. That was some bullshit. Like, we want to see him. And then he did this fucking small shows. He was doing fucking like Punchline and shit like that. 300 cap venue.
Yeah.
He worked that shit. Mm-hmm. And then he did Radio City Music Hall. He did fucking 30 days and like 45 shows or some crazy shit like that. And built his shit back up to the point where it's like, all right, now I got the momentum to go at whatever these companies is and put my shit back on the forefront. But he did the grunt work.
One thing I want to talk about, because since we in that pocket, the Kevin Durant shit that's going on right now. Because that's another one where it's like, we've become so obsessed with this 24-hour news cycle, this social media, this to where they just dig and dwell into who you are and what you got going on. A private text conversation got leaked. He got fined $50,000 for the and I'm like, how?
And the whole thing is, apparently, I didn't even know this. KD told Stephen A. Smith, like, me and Rap go back and forth like that all the time.
Yeah.
Like, he got my number, I got his. Like, we talk frequently like that because sometimes he be getting out of pocket. So it's like, why in this instance you decided, like, oh, I'm going to the media? Like, he went full Karen in the situation, like, oh, this is too far. You threatened me. And this is like, huh?
Yeah.
You like 6'5", yeah. 240. Like, what are you talking about? And then, if I did threaten you, if I did smack the shit out of you, fight back.
Exactly.
Or watch your motherfucking mouth. How about that? But that's never an option for these people. People think they have free license to say whatever they want, which you do. But what happens next is a whole different fucking story, and they never considered it.
Exactly. I always say, you're the athlete. You're a professional athlete. You're supposed to be able to handle that differently or expect that from people. It's like, bro, at some point, certain people is like, I get it. Like, you're a regular fan on Twitter or some shit. Like, I understand. But it's like, certain niggas is like, nah, we not. Like, I see you. Like,
all right, I see you. We got a relationship. Like, why are you doing this?
Like, no, we not doing that. That shit is wild. And then what was the rap whole point going there and apologizing, though? Like,
yeah, and my thing is, like, it's just where we at in society to where it's like, one, how are people making this a thing? Two, how the fuck are you getting fined? Like, me and you have a private conversation, and like, this isn't nothing I put on a public forum or something where I'm addressing a group. I'm talking with this motherfucker going back. So I don't know, but that's, again, that goes into the whole, oh, well, we don't want to offend nobody, and hey, Kevin Durant got to come out now and do, oh, I'm upset at the language that people see me using, and it's just like, dog, like, what the fuck? Like, even with, like, Kevin Hart with the Oscars, like, Kevin Hart was like, all right, I apologize. I'm not going to keep apologizing about this shit. Like, y'all drive me up the fucking wall. And it's like, this shit from 10 years ago.
Exactly.
Like, I apologized 5 years ago.
Yeah.
For it. No, you won't apologize again.
But that's really the way it go now. It's like, you got to continuously just, people can say anything to you, but on the flip side, you can't react to it, because it's kind of like that in my job. Like, you react to it, you're the wrong one. Whereas, like, a motherfucker just come on about, say any old thing to you, and you just got to, like,
gotta swallow it.
Yeah.
Like, whatever, man. Think about that. Think about how crazy this is as a bus driver. If a motherfucker get on the bus and attack me, like, jump on me, I'm within rights to fighting.
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
Back to getting the stop, but I can't become the aggressor.
Right.
But a police officer, you know where this is going.
I know where it's going.
Oh, yeah.
You ain't even got to touch me.
I feel threatened
and blow your fucking head off.
Motherfucker blinked his eyelashes 4 times in a row.
Mm-hmm.
That's some gang shit in Colombia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I studied it. Killed this nigga.
And lay you the fuck out.
Yeah.
17 shots fired.
Yeah.
Crazy, right?
Yep.
That's
nuts.
Yeah, America.
Motherfuckers can just say anything to you when, and you at work. So, like, remember the white girl called LeBron a pussy ass bitch?
Yeah.
Remember that? And it's just like, eh, whatever. But if LeBron hold off and called her a pussy ass bitch.
Right. 100,000.
Could you imagine? No what? ESPYs, no nothing.
And you on CNN for the next 2 months.
Dog.
For sure. They're going to be having all types of round table conversations. This is a LeBron round table 17.
You just made me think about it. I watched CNN yesterday for like 20, 25 minutes. I was like, this shit stinks.
Yo.
Like, with Trump not in office,
I swear to God,
CNN stinks. I was like, what is happening on this joint right now, yo? Like,
yeah, they got to let him back on Twitter. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I want to see him at least on Twitter.
They got to let him back on Twitter.
At least on Twitter.
They got to.
Maybe not the presidency. Whatever. We get that.
It's like, all right, you got to fuck that up.
Yeah, you fucked that
gotta,
all the way
you
up.
You got to fuck that. That was kind of like a once-in-a-lifetime Joel. You kind of did everything wrong.
Yeah.
Except poor. Like, everything else is fucked up. Oh, somebody hit me on the Patreon and was like, said that we need to talk about the fact that Pua spun the block for a third time.
Did it?
Yes, 29 more weeks of Pua.
That was lit.
American Recovery Act. 29 more
weeks. They keep renaming it.
They just keep changing the name.
It's like Booker T. Like,
yo, they just keep changing the name of it. It's Stunning Steve Austin. Yeah. Then it's the Ringmaster. Then it's Stone Cold Steve Austin. It's the same shit.
Fucking Kevin Nash was Diesel. That shit is nuts.
Give niggas like August. They gonna be back.
Yo.
29 more weeks, man. I said, wait, how many weeks is in a year? How many weeks is in a year? 52? Niggas got 29 more?
29 more weeks. That's crazy.
It's whatever. Like, fuck it. Because I think the last Trump joint extended it for 10 more weeks. So then you got 29 on top of that. Because the original joint was 39 weeks when they first did it. So it matched up So that's so that was why they did 29 additional weeks. So yeah, up until about September, October. Damn.
Oh yeah, niggas about
it's
to be
lit again.
I'm staying in the crib.
78 weeks of pool. That shit is crazy.
I'm staying in the crib.
Unprecedented amounts of money. And you only had to apply one time. Everything else was on auto renew.
Like, coming outside is honestly the stupidest shit you could possibly do. Like,
it's so much nonsense going on in Philly, just on the whole, like party promoters getting
this
beat
shit
up.
With what's his name getting ran over is on Worldstar.
That, I look right. This is my thing, right? I not hate to be that guy, but it's like, let's say roles was reversed, right?
Listen, I swear to God, like, I said this last night. If that was a man in that car running a lady over and a nigga filming it laughing, we'd all be jobless.
Yeah,
all that shit.
They would come get everybody that laughed.
Everything.
Everybody. Niggas would be in City Hall right now. Niggas is marching. It's like, bro.
They're like, damn, you here too?
I watched it. I'm like, all right. So I'm waiting to see what part is like the funny. I see all the women just sharing it. Like, yo, this is crazy. Mood all summer. I'm just like, okay, what part is the funny part?
Like, didn't I say to like, y'all? I'm like, when does this become? I'm like, this shit ain't fun. He got ran over. This is not.
But here's the thing, right? This is the funny part.
You know how easily an artery could have got clipped in that leg?
Yo, extremely, I thought his legs were done. Like, I thought they were done.
When he got up, I'm like, damn, he got the fucking the noodle legs. Like, fucking Rick James.
Hey, yo, posted it to Rick James, Joe. That's why I'm just like, yo, this is ridiculous.
He couldn't believe he was still walking.
So here was the funny part. It's only funny because it's him. Because I know him and I know how ridiculous of a nigga he is. That's why it's funny. And the fact that she's turning the car around to run this nigga over and he just standing there like, so what's next? That is the funny part.
It was the fact that he got up though. Like, he got up. It was like, had to catch his breath. Right. Like, nigga walked to the corner and was like,
like, he's lucky he got ran over by a bum-ass Dodge Avenger and not, like, a Challenger. Like, if he gets ran over by a Challenger, it's over.
Or Windstar.
That shit is, like, 4,500 pounds. It's over. You're done. So the nigga goes on live afterwards and is like, bitch, I went to the hospital. I'm good. We outside. Yo. So once you okay, I don't care what. I don't care if a missile hits you. Once you okay, it's funny now. You go, you cool.
Philly is a bizarre town.
Philly
man.
is a
y'all
wild
all of y'all are fucking bizarre, man.
That nigga went live and said, "Bitch, I ain't hurt. We outside tonight." ESCG and
that shit ain't funny, man.
All yo, right. That shit was wild. I just was watching like, yo, listen, I'm just saying, like, if roles was reversed, that nigga would have been in jail, in prison. Like, his account would have been suspended. Like, this shit is wild, bro.
Philly, what happened at the jail?
Oh, listen, so we talked about a couple weeks ago where it was an incident where, you know, the guy got killed on the
property.
On the property at CFCF. So
did they ever catch who did that?
Huh?
Did they ever catch who did that?
No. So now,
that's Philly for you.
There's a new
if
incident.
I get killed coming out the jail, it's like, y'all could have just left me by myself. Right. Like,
literally, I'm better off booked.
Y'all was in an hour, I was chilling.
Yo.
So now there was another incident. So basically, I was basically trying to say, like, what the fuck is going on at CFC? There's an incident now where an inmate in custody died because he was beaten and sexually assaulted by his cellie. Mm. And he died. This motherfucker had bite marks. Fucking contusions on his neck, all kind of crazy shit. And basically his, like, not to be smart, but like his ass blown out, like from getting raped by his cellie. The person that did it had a complaint against him about him trying to make sexual advances at another cellie. So they moved him into the cell with this guy.
Wait, you say the guy who did it?
The guy who did it. They already, so basically it's like, you in a cell with Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
You make sexual advances at Taylor. He go to the CO. They get you moved out of that cell. Then you move into my cell, sexually assault me, and kill me. And as opposed to them putting you in solitary or whatever the fuck when the complaint was made against you by Taylor.
And Taylor like, whoo.
Right. I dodged the bullet. Yeah. Motherfucker's going to kill me.
Yeah.
So now you got two incidents back to back in the last 2 weeks where it's like you get somebody released, killed on prison grounds, then you get an inmate sexually assaulted and murdered by a fucking celly at CFCF, and they said that everybody on the tier was yelling for the COs to come and just nobody came.
Damn.
So now they got to launch a whole investigation behind this shit, and then to make it even more crazier, my man from New York said this is like one of his old roommates from like 10 years ago that the shit happened to. And I'm just like, what the fuck?
Jail is not it.
It's not it.
It's not.
It's not it. Please stop glorifying jail. It is not the lick at all. And this is just at a county jail. This is not even like prison.
I had an older nigga tell me you'd rather do state time than county time.
Oh, yeah. Them young niggas is wild in the county. Young niggas.
He's like, state is just way more relaxed. Motherfuckers is locked in. Like,
yeah, motherfuckers know they time. You can bid. Like, you got a routine. Once you up there 2, 3, 4 months, it's like, it's just jail. It just becomes your life. They talked about that shit on Opie and Anthony one episode. They were basically saying, like, you know, they was like, we don't think people are necessarily rotting in jail. Like, it was like, it just, after a while, it becomes your life. Like, you know how much time you got. You know what you got to fucking do. And then if you in the feds, it's even sweeter because you can do shit to get time knocked off. You can go back in front of the judge 8 motherfucking times. Mm-hmm. Depending upon the severity of your case and your charges. Motherfuckers going, the boy Matt Cox, he did the biggest, one of the biggest real estate frauds in the history of the United States. This motherfucker get 19 years, went back in front of the judge like 7 times, gave back 8 years, came home in 11 years. Mm. Because laws change, updates, this and this. So it's like, you probably would rather not be there. Mm-hmm. But the concept of like rotting in jail is like kind of like bullshit.
Yeah. I be seeing niggas shit online all the time. Niggas be in there. Niggas be fucking with dogs and
niggas,
all types
niggas
of
in there making horses. Kiki, do you love me challenges? All type of shit.
I seen this shit the other day. With the nigga got a pit in,
in the cell. Like.
I'm like, how? Emotional support dog.
I'm like, yo, jail cannot be that bad. It can't be that bad. Like,
niggas is having a good old time.
Man, MySpace is popping.
Yo, I'm trying to tell you, has niggas grown past that mindset though, where it's like jail is like a cool thing though? Like, specifically niggas move past that mindset?
I don't think, on the whole, I don't think so, because it's like some niggas like say, like a nigga straight up said, like, yo, I don't go to jail, I go home. Like it ain't, like, I grew up in jail, I'm used to that shit. Like,
I can always tell, like, you enjoy that shit. A nigga come up, the first thing a nigga say when he get in the argument is like, ask about me up, see,
I go back.
What I was doing up, it's like, oh yeah, okay, yeah, this nigga's a regular. this nigga's a regular. He likes this shit. Like, I don't know. It's 2021, I thought we'd have been past that.
Everybody loves McDonald's fries. So yes, you accused your mom of stealing some of your fries on the way home. But the bag did feel a little light. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I said by now, but I mean, Philly niggas is just gonna be Philly niggas. Like all the, they like, I don't know if y'all be on Reddit, but Reddit is like,
oh, Reddit is the sub underground. Yo, it's like the regular ground, the underground where the Ninja Turtles live, and then Reddit.
Reddit
like
is underneath a Reddit is a wild.
You gotta hit sub 4 to get to the fucking Reddit.
That shit is, they be on there like, that shit is like really like worse than Facebook. Like, that literally, it's getting worse than Facebook. Yo,
that's informative.
it be on like, niggas be on there like, it be niggas be on there beefing with they be on there having regular conversations with each other, like asking about, like I said, tweets the other day, people be on there, they be posting themselves, like niggas be on like, you know him, what's his name, is he a stepper, do we shoot niggas, is he a killer, and they be like, bro, Jamal, we know it's you, Jamal, like, we know it's you, bro. Like, he be on there like, I heard, yo, nigga get on there like, yo, I heard he shot 7 niggas last night and with the steak 48 with 2 bitches, had his gun on the table. Bro. and it be a selfie. Like, bro, we know it's you, bro. Like, we know it's you.
How you got this photo?
Like, we know it's you, bro.
It's like, you asking questions. Let me ask you something. How you got this photo?
Like, that's what Reddit is. When I first got on there, it was informative at first. Like, niggas going there, like ask about, like, how hood start beefing or how this person happened, how that. And it's like, then it became like, yeah, no, yo, I went on one day. I went on there for a week straight, right? And it was just one nigga kept posting the same thing, like some such and such from this project, man. All they do is step on shit. All they do is shoot at niggas, and then some point, niggas like, yo, bro, we blocking you at this point, bro. Like, we know this is you, bro. Like, you the only person on here. Like, you can go check like niggas
repping this nigga.
Yeah, you can go check like niggas comment history. Like, you go on their page and they tell you what they commented on, and it's like he comment like his at name and all. It's like, bro, we know it's you, bro. Like. Give it up. We know it's you, bro. Like, Reddit is becoming crazy, bro. Yo, that Philly shit is hilarious, sick, bro. That shit is hilarious, bro.
Philly is a strange town.
The only thing close to Philly, and I said it last week, is Baltimore. It's like Baltimore is the same shit, but it's more crabs. Like, that's the only difference between Philly and Baltimore. It's the same.
Oh, you mean like actual crabs?
Yeah, like. They got access to more crabs than us. That's the only difference between Philly and Baltimore. It's the same shit, man.
Philly's a I don't think that jail shit applies to just Philly, though. I think that shit is like universal.
Yeah. I was going to say that.
Yo, are y'all familiar with what the fuck is going on in Jacksonville, Duval County right now? With these rappers? All right, so it's two crews, ATK and KTA.
You know I don't know what
ATK is Aim to Kill. It gets better. And KTA is Kill Them All. And apparently, these motherfuckers are embroiled in a beef that has killed like 40-something people over the last 4 or 5 years. Kids has gotten killed, niggas' baby moms and got wig shots, like all types of shit, and it's a rap beef. And now the ATK niggas got a song that just went viral. They did like 10 million views in a week talking about all the niggas they killed from the other side.
Not to go off subject, but in the subject, tell me, did you see the boy who did the 50 Dead Ops? The song where he's rapping about 50 Dead Ops? Did you see the white lawyer explaining the song?
No.
Oh my God. It's playing in like every 10 seconds because he's like basically like explaining it for like people who don't understand what the fuck is going on. So he, the boy, like something, he was my op, but then he got popped in his top. He's like, so the op is the opposition and he got shot in the head. And he's doing that every 30 seconds. I'm just like, fuck, man.
That's going to be us with Brosco P. documentary. Every 10 seconds.
So you said the name of these crews are
ATK and KTA.
Aim to Kill.
And kill them all.
And Kill Them All.
Yes.
That's a wild crew to
and
join.
And these niggas are killing each other. Like,
because you know what you get into when you link, like, when you submit your application. It's like,
so what we doing? So on Tuesday, we aim to kill. And
and that's pretty much it.
That's pretty much, every day is like Tuesday. So.
Hey, I've killed 6 people today, boss. At what point can I aim to go down?
You know what? So I just had, we had a conversation about that. I was saying like these like the new rap niggas is like too tough for me,
they're
bro.
Too real.
It's like I was listening to and he was like, I explained to them when he was talking. He was like niggas like, yo, yeah, we pulled up on the block, shot at y'all niggas ran. And I'm like, what, I was supposed to like stand there and like and get shot? Like I'm lost. And it was like, yo, at what point, like, these like new rap niggas, like, what, the rules have got to change. Like, nigga was like, I killed the nigga. I mean, you killed one nigga, I'll make you a killer, bro. It's like, so how many people do I have to kill, right, to technically right. make me a killer? Like, how many do I have to kill?
And who gotta validate my killer, bro? Right.
And who validates this?
At the end of the right. 7th murder, when I get my card, who do I gotta go talk to?
How long is my registration valid?
Exactly.
As a killer?
Like, before I gotta kill again.
Yeah. like.
I'm listening, I'm like, yo, these new rap niggas, these niggas is too, like, this shit is too real. It's like, yeah, we pulled up on the block, we shot at y'all 87 times, and y'all niggas ain't shoot back.
Yeah, like, it was a time where, like, not long ago, where, like, the rappers weren't, like, you had to protect the artists. Like, they weren't the shooters.
No.
It was the dirty niggas in the background. Exactly. Now, the rappers are the shooters.
They're the dirty niggas.
They're the dirty niggas.
No background.
Yes,
no.
Man, the one nigga from ATK, the main one, Youngin' Ace, man, this nigga, like, his content is incredibly indictful. Like, I've never heard no shit like this before. Like, all he rap about is shooting the ops, dog. They sent a hit on a 16-year-old nigga, and they shot 45 times in an apartment complex. Then somebody sent a hit back against the people that did it, and it was like a father and son, and then, like, it was 4 people in the car leaving the club. It was the dad, the son, and, like, the 2 nephews or whatever the fuck.
That's
two people,
right,
two people in the car got killed. The father and the son survived. They went and killed, like, 7 people as a result of that. Like, I'm just like, yo, what the fuck? Now the dad is ratting. Like, it's the craziest shit ever, yo.
That shit is nuts, yo. Man. Like, that right there, though, is like.
And this is in a small town. This is in Jacksonville, Florida.
When me and my dad, like, we go to Perkins. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, we a normal father and son.
This nigga's linking up doing hits.
Yeah. Like,
the fucking
ops. Shit. Like, if my pop hit me, like, yo, we got to smoke some ops today, son, I'd be like, oh, the fuck. Yo.
Like, who is this?
Like, real shit. That wouldn't even make sense.
Who's this and what you do with my dad?
Right. So it's like the fact that that's even like a thing show you where like the mind is and the lifestyle. And it's just crazy. It's crazy because we were having this conversation the other day where it's like kids don't be, you know, we were all kids.
Yeah.
You kind of, you learn what you learn as you go through life, whether it be from your parents or from your other friends or whatever. That's what they say, the influences and shit like that. So they were talking about the kids riding the bikes in the street the other day and how annoying they be. And I'm like, me personally, yo, I actually like seeing that.
Yeah, I'm not mad.
When the kids be deep as shit on the big grippers or whatever the fuck them bikes is called. Because that's the shit we used to do back. Yeah. We used to ride bikes to Sharon Hill. We would ride bikes to fucking Myers Recreation. Now, granted, we were getting a little fights and a little bullshit, but it wasn't like no dangerous, you know, whatever. But when I see kids doing that, it's like, it's cool. It's like, they riding bikes. Y'all made it to where people ride bikes in the fucking street all weird. So it's like,
the whole city is realigned around people riding bikes.
I ride my bike on the sidewalk. People think I'm crazy. And they be like, nah, nigga. Dog. I be like, yo, I grew up in the 80s. My mom would straight tell you, I catch you in the street, you coming in the house. That shit's still on me. I be on the sidewalk flying. Motherfuckers be mad as shit. Like, it's a bike lane. I be like, fuck that lane. I ain't going out there. Mom gonna fuck me up if you see me in the street. I ain't going out there. But it's like, y'all made it to where motherfuckers ride their bikes in the street. So when I see kids doing it, it don't bother me. It's like, yo, they being kids. My thing is like, when I see a 9-year-old and his mom telling me a dickhead, that's the joke when it's just like, he's gonna be worse in a couple years than a young boy riding that bike, man.
Exactly.
People don't realize the effects that you have on these kids, like talking to them any old way, cursing at them. I'm telling you, you know, I drive a bus. I see it. Like, you see people with kids and you be like, all right, man. Like, it was this one lady, I'll never get this shit. She was cursing her son and her daughter out so bad to where I almost, you know, I don't give a fuck normally what happened. Right. But I did
almost
ass was,
stepped in.
I almost like, because it's just like, yo, sis, like, I get it. Your life miserable. And that's really all it be.
Yeah.
It's like, you hate your life. You know, you done falling all the way off. You know,
you look at the kid, you see his father, all that old shit.
And she was just talking so greasy to the, like, you almost like they, like, there was the ops.
Yeah.
That's the way she was talking. And it was like, yo, that's your son. The fuck? So, you know, what he gonna act like when he go out into the world? He not about to see people and be like, hey, how you doing?
Yeah,
it's just you creating a monster.
He gonna come with that same exact energy, if not worse, because he is a male and he got testosterone.
Yeah.
That kind of explained what happened to my brother. Like, a couple weeks ago, I was on the phone with my dad, actually. Like, I just found out my brother was like adopted like a couple weeks ago. My older brother, and he was like, I must have been the only person that didn't know. Like, my girlfriend knew and everything. Like, oh, you didn't know that? I'm like, how the fuck did you know? Like, my dad was telling me, like, yeah, why the? Yeah, he's adopted. Or something happened such and such a couple years ago. His mom. He like. The crazy part about, like, the fact that my dad didn't know I didn't know wasn't even the craziest part. The craziest part, he thought that the lady who, like, took care of my brother, he was like, so you think I would fuck Judy? Like, is that what you thinking the whole time? Like, you,
so that was,
like,
the,
that was the part that he couldn't, like, like, you didn't think that that's what you thought this whole time? I'm like, honestly, didn't even think about that. Like, he was like, why the hell you think he's so angry all the time, man? Like, because he grew up, like, I'm like, damn, like, that's like, crazy. Like, I didn't, like, it makes sense now. I'm like, but I think why he is do be mad as shit most of the time. Like, I don't, you know, now I think about it. But so that's really crazy. Like, that can have that type of effect on, like, raising a child and shit like that. But, you know, they don't care. They talk to their kids however. Like, I hate that type
of
shit too.
Yeah, that shit is nuts to me when I see, like, why are you cursing and yelling at a 4-year-old?
Yeah, that shit kills me.
That shit is bonkers. I want to change gears real quick.
Yeah.
Because I actually saw this on online and you got it on here. So the other day they had a thing where who's the corniest nigga to come from rap. Have you seen this?
Yeah, I seen it.
And it was
Nick Cannon, Game, Safari, Ray J, and Bow Wow.
Bow Wow was on the list.
Yeah, okay, they were on the joint. And my initial thought is, why is Nick Cannon?
Why?
On? Why? When did Nick Cannon become corny?
I'm like, why is Nick Cannon on here and why is Ray J on here? Because Ray J made
Ray J's pretty corny.
No, Ray J's a legend, and he broke.
He's a legend, but he's pretty corny.
But he's a corny legend.
I listen.
I don't want him in the. He's not the same class of corny as Game and Safari and Bow Wow.
Yo,
Bow Wow's corny.
The Bow Wow challenge.
Bow Wow's
fake,
corny.
Faking PJs. No, you know, acting like he got a driver when he's getting in a cab. Like, Bow Wow's weird as shit. Naming. He's making an album where he names all the celebrity women he has sex with. Every song is named after a different celebrity woman he had sex with.
We could front on Boward Woward now. But as a child, Bow Wow. Oh,
that was 32 years ago.
I mean, but he came in the game as like a 3-year-old.
Right.
But you gonna be nuts regardless. It's like not even his fault.
No, Bow Wow's a bozo.
Bow Wow was in the fucking Gin and Juice video.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, Bow Wow, you gotta give him some of that.
No, everything post 17 years old is a wash, though. Like, he's a nut ass nigga. Everything post, like, Let's Get Down with Birdman is just bad.
Remember the that joint. I forgot what the name of it was. Yeah, like,
no, wait, when, that did, was when the Fresh, shit. Fresh as I Miz was kind of like.
Fresh as I Miz.
All right, so everything post the Face Off album with Omarion is a watch. It's all downhill after that.
I don't think Bow Wow's.
He has no redeeming moments after
I don't think Bow Wow's as corny as Safari and Game.
No, Safari.
They're their own.
Yo, I actually just quoted a tweet Game said yesterday. He said some shit.
Anything that start with Game said is a lie.
He said, what he said, life is like a corn dog. Women only want your wiener if you got bread. And like, I couldn't believe the tweet was still up 17 hours later. Like, I actually quoted, like, why is the tweet still available, bro? Like, Game is like Hall of Fame level of like corny, bro. It's like, yo, what the fuck?
Yo.
Like, how?
Life is like,
how did we get here?
That's what I mean. Game and Safari are their own level of corny.
Yeah.
Somebody the other day had a tweet, it was like, Meek seeing the top five corny rappers.
Oh, the Isaiah Thomas show?
I met the criteria.
I don't know why I was selected.
But how the hell, but how is Nick Cannon on this list though?
Listen, when I saw Nick Cannon, I was just like, Nick Cannon is a media mogul. You talk about a legend. Nick Cannon's a legend.
Nick Cannon get to the bag.
In every sense of the word.
He had every bad chick you can imagine.
You could imagine.
Listen, Nick Cannon had Christina Milian when I was in love with Christina Milian, like 13.
Yeah. Like, yeah, Christina Milian. He had the. Who was the Victoria's Secret model that he was engaged to?
I forgot.
She was super bad. Black chick. His baby mom is bad. One of the wild.
He has a baby with Mariah. Like, yeah. I was like, I didn't understand Nick Cannon. Yeah. I didn't understand Nick Cannon on this at all.
Yeah, no.
The Wildin' Out shit is cheesy, but he makes a gazillion dollars from the shit.
He took that shit on a stadium tour.
Yeah, yeah.
On a arena tour.
Yeah.
17,000 people every night. I went to that motherfucker.
Yeah. I was going to go too. That's why I don't really understand. I don't think he deserves it. No, I think it's something like you can replace like
now,
Nick Cannon.
He's not stylish or like fashion forward or like nobody's not necessarily trying to be Nick Cannon image wise, but in life, he's a superstar. Mm-hmm. So it's like, fuck that. Give me the corny clothes and the turban with the 800 million any day. Yeah. Like, y'all motherfuckers got this shit confused.
Is it because his music career, maybe? Like, I know he get a lot of, like, we kill him, like, often.
I mean, that's normally the running joke on Wildin' Out is that he sucked as a rapper. Right. Like, whenever they do the battles on there, they always make jokes about that shit. It's either that or Mariah. But
on the low, he's also written, like, multi-platinum records and shit. As a songwriter and a producer. So it's like, his career was bad. It was terrible, other than Gigolo.
Gigolo was at work.
Gigolo was at work.
Another Kells production.
Exactly.
But, you know, cut the deck with the rest of that shit. But, you know, he won at the game of life. Like, he got fired from America's Got Talent, which is the number one show, went to Fox, executive produced The Masked Singer, which is the number one show in like the history of television and some shit like that.
Like, I look at this list and I'm like, Nick Cannon shouldn't be on there at all.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Ray J.
I'm fighting for Ray J, yo.
Ray J. I'm not gonna lie. Ray J is my guy. I can't. Ray J need to come on the list too.
He's kind of corny. I don't think he needs to be on the list with the rest of them. Bow Wow is a legend. All right, we're not gonna do this. Bow Wow is a legend. He's corny, but he's a legend. Game and Safari are on another.
A whole different.
They're
all
corny.
And I keep it a buck with you. You get mad at me all you want. Safari's not as corny as Game.
No.
I don't think
so.
No.
I agree.
So my thing is, Safari was kind of like if you born into an Amish community, you just Amish. You know what I'm saying? It's like Safari was kind of just born into being corny.
Yeah.
He a corny Jamaican nigga who be wanting to dance and do weird shit. That's him. Game shit makes no sense because Game is like Piru affiliated. Yo, like, why are you acting like this? Like, this doesn't make any sense.
Yo, you can go on Game's Twitter right now and I guarantee you the first 10 tweets will tell you why he's on his list and he should be on here 12
No
times.
Bullshit. You can go to every tweet on Game's Twitter and dead ass, it's somebody in the comments like, bro, you're 43.
44.
Because it's like, yo, you 40 and be acting like this.
Somebody said that like, bro, you're 69, bro. Why are you tweeting shit like this? Why isn't like guys like Ja Rule and like Soulja Boy up there though?
Soulja Boy is not corny.
You don't think Soulja corny?
He's nuts.
I think he corny for jerking wreck and acting like he's a gangster and he not one. I think that's corny as shit.
Yeah, that's pretty corny.
Like, and then he went to jail and was in PC.
But I don't think he's corny, if that makes sense. I feel like as far as like the music, because that's what they was talking about, corny rappers.
Oh, okay.
I don't think his music career is like a corny situation. Because he's been pretty innovative, if you want to keep it a buck, when it comes to the shit he's done and the shit he's done.
He's a futurist. Like, he was 10 years in the future on pretty much.
You know, even now, he's like doing new shit, isn't he? He's like.
He was the first person that had a badge on IG where you can donate during his IG lives and
right.
shit.
Like, and he, but even recently, he's the. I think he's the first rapper to sell a. Damn, I just was reading the shit the other day.
The video game shit?
No, not that, but not that. Something he did the other day, he's the first of it. He does a lot of that. Like, he's always real innovative when it comes to, like, just shit in general. Ja Rule is not even close. Musically, Ja's the fucking man.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Ja honestly had, like, two or three corny moments that cost everything.
Yeah, Dave
Fire
Chappelle.
Festival.
Well, I wasn't even talking about that.
Fire Festival.
I was talking more stuff like Clapback.
For Fire Festival, Clapback, the Milwaukee Bucks game.
Was I the only one that liked Clapback?
I like that song a lot.
Was it was just y'all two.
That was my shit. I played it a lot. 15-year-old
me was in the headphones on, the CD player was.
Let's take him to war, nigga. That was not it. Like, Ja was making too many good hits, man, for that shit.
Yeah, I don't 50 know.
50 derailed his 50 whole shit. 50
was still
shit.
Winning, but I was like, I like this record, though. Yeah, you know. Yeah, that's wild. Yeah, they need to take your.
Who the fuck been hollering mind. About Rule, nigga? Pop your top like Clapback was not it. And I fucks with Ja a lot.
You go back and revisit some of them
jaws,
you be like, oh, I like that shit.
I do that a lot. I do that a lot right now with, like, to me, like, growing up, Wayne was like, not like my Hove, like how Hove is, because I grew up with Hove, but Wayne, like, directly influenced me. I do a lot of that now. Wayne, going back, listen, I'm like, yo, why did I like some of this shit that Wayne was talking about here? Like, but
because he was on a run,
yeah. Like, that's probably, I probably was just caught up. Me being young was like, you know what,
this but in Wayne's defense, he was putting so much shit out, the quality control just wasn't there on some of them Jones. Mm-hmm. But it's like when it was time to do an album, anything that had the Carter stamp on it, you knew what you was getting. Mm-hmm. You got that shit. Like, yeah. The man got multiple classic albums, but a lot of that shit was dumb shit.
I mean, honestly, it's a lot of music that you can go back and be like,
yeah.
The fuck was the purpose in this?
Yeah.
And that's how you know what's greatness and what's not, because it'll stand the test of time. Like Nas, New York State of Mind, that's always going to be good. But then you look at like Dr. Knock Boots and you're like, what the fuck is Nas doing? You know?
Yo. Yeah, that's just crazy. But,
this was just stupid.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, that's just kind of. When I saw that Corny Legends, John, why did you put Meek and Cassidy up there?
Oh, number one, Cassidy is up when I see you. I'm just tired of you. I hate the way you look. I hate the way you dress.
I ain't gonna hold y'all. Niggas get as mad as they want. That face off with Cassidy
and what's
his name? Hitman Holla. Listen. Cassidy legitimately could do a one-man show on Broadway. That nigga is hilarious.
Like, Cassidy is completely full of shit, man.
Hitman was like, nigga, I run St. Louis. Cass was like, I never checked in with you. Who are you?
Cass said,
like,
man,
I go to St. Louis all the time.
Cass said, man. He said, I'm known for working with these. And I'm like, no, you're not.
Nobody knows you
for working with these. Like, I'm known for working with these. Don't get hit with some shit.
He said, you ever seen how my hands fly?
No, he didn't. He did not.
No. The ball went for the bag. He said, why you ain't going for the bag when your man robbed you for the fake jewelry? Why you ain't going for the bag? Cass was funny as shit. Yo, so
Cass needs to be on that list.
So they had.
And then went to the battle and lost.
But the thing is, Cass got a whole nation of irrational motherfuckers.
Here go the crazy part. When the battle was going on, we talking about Cassidy and Hitman Holla battled over the weekend.
Yeah.
When the battle was going on, it was mad motherfuckers on Twitter like, oh, Cass is up 2-1.
Yeah.
This is amazing. I can't believe. Mm-hmm. And then I like saw clips of it. I'm like, no.
Absolutely not.
No.
Like, when it comes to shit like that, like, I rely on, like, certain battle rappers' opinions. Like, I didn't see, I saw parts of the battle, I didn't see the whole thing. But I rely on certain battle rappers' opinions, people that I know are going to be unbiased. So, like, Mickey Fax did a review on the battle. He's like, no, Hitman won 2-1. Like, it's like, if you want to give Cassidy this or this, like, y'all kind of reaching, but, like, I get it. But, like, he's like, Hitman won this battle. It was like, it was an ugly win, but he won this battle. And it's just like, yo, people there's like a community of like 321,000 people, all the people that bought, come to my hotel, that just love Cassidy, that he can do no wrong, and that's, it's fueling his delusions of grandeur. Like, he thinks he's the best rapper of all time.
Yeah.
Like, he really believes it. It's not an act.
No, I know.
He
I,
believes I, this shit.
I know, again, Wolf, like the same way y'all fronted on Bow Wow 5 minutes ago. I get it. Meek, Dream Chasers, Meek's the man right now and all of that shit. Cass was really the hottest nigga out the city.
Oh, no, for sure. He was on fire.
Like, Cass was really like, after Cass battled Freeway and just boxed Freeway into a corner, then he had the Big Business record with Jada. It was just like, okay. And then he had all them Big Star freestyle. It was like, yo, this nigga's like the second
Cass was
coming.
On fire.
He was really, it's just that the flow never.
It never evolved.
Like, when you listen to Cass rap now, it sounds like.
It sounds like 2002.
Yeah.
Like, I bought that
whole
Bars
lot of
album
chicken
as a kid.
Fajitas getting cooked. That's how this shit is.
Like,
in the battle, he asked him, Hollow, why you didn't get your teeth in a smaller size? Like, what?
Yo,
Cass, Cass, like, he make you do this shit like
face palm, like straight up. I want a hitman to come to the battle, get his back half, and just punch Cassidy in the face, and just exit the battle. Like, I just it's in the battle, like just
I fuck punch with Cass, man.
As soon as Cass start rapping, just punch him in the fucking face.
Yeah, nah. One time, my man sent me Cass is on live, like, cause he, I guess he do making beats and shit now. My man sent me the live one time, like, yo, he on some shit over here. I click on the live, right, and he's over there like just on GarageBand, just like. That's shit. And that shit, you know the LeBron video when he's been at the door, he like this. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is this, yo?
The funniest shit is the comments. Somebody was in the comments like, Cass, these beats is the Jones. It's a boyfriend be making on
Insecure.
Like, what?
Nigga said he make NBA live menu music and shit. NBA live menu music.
I fucks with Cass, man. Cass.
I reported that live like 17 times. Like, yo, bro, stop, bro. Stop.
The hotel
I
video.
Hate Cassidy a lot.
The, I mean, not the hotel. That's another Kells smash.
Damn. We like 17?
What's the joint?
Kells had on a Zorro, man.
Kells had on a pink Zorro.
In a jersey.
With pink Tims.
And nobody questioned this shit.
And Cassidy had on a 7X Stalin Dean jacket.
Like, imagine getting signed. Imagine being from North Philly getting signed, right? And you get a deal, and your first, like, major situation, you show up, and it's an R&B legend with a pink Zorro mask. Well, you don't even know what to say.
With a Zorro mustache.
In a hotel.
With hotel key cards.
It's like, oh, y'all need room keys? I'll bring some. Like, oh, don't worry about it.
At one point in the video, Kelson's on, like, all black with a black mask and a guitar. Yeah, that video is nuts when you watch it going back. But they had on the video for The Hustler the other day.
Okay.
And I watched that shit and I was just like, even this joint, it's just like, this joint didn't age all too well.
Yeah.
But I just always, I thought Cassidy was just a funny individual. So granted,
it's not funny because he believes this shit. That's what makes it not funny.
I started watching that
it's not an act.
That back and forth with him and Hitman.
Yeah.
So of course I started falling into the rabbit hole of Cassidy freestyle.
Oh, that shit always happens. That shit
he
always
said,
happens.
If you can see some of the chick thongs I done been in, you will realize why I'm making songs for the women. I love this nigga. And he was like, what he say? I've been getting thousands for the grams. That's why I'm on the cover of the Source with 10,000 in my hand. Cass, why you smile for your fans? Man, I ain't trying to lose my deal like Dylan from the band.
I'm like, we need a verse from Cassidy every week.
Cassidy, one of the funniest rappers ever invented. Every bar, this nigga is hilarious.
Yo, out of all the Meek beefs, my favorite beef was him and Cassidy. He was like, you made Come to My Hotel a dumbass song. You made Drummer Bass a dumbass song. Drinking My Two-Step a dumbass song.
I ain't gonna hold you. Drinking My Two-Step was that
work. That was that work. I'm not gonna lie. That was that work. That was that work. I had that shit on my Xbox.
Listen. Drinking My Two-Step was my ringtone.
That shit was on my Xbox.
That was my shit. Drinking My Two-Step was that work. Y'all hated on Drinking My Two-Step. That was the shit.
Nah,
but yeah, Cass is, he was great for his time. And he had a little stretch where it was like, damn, he was really.
He had like a 2-year mm-hmm. run.
No, it was longer than two.
It probably was like, I gave it 4. Like 3 to 4.
So from the freeway battle, so that was 01 to. He might have got 5. He might have got a 5-year run. He got a couple gold albums too.
He said, I'm pumping dimes the size of Swiss nose. Like, you can't fuck with Cass when he in that zone, man. Yeah, yeah. Dog. And I never really paid attention to how big Swiss nose was until he said that. Like, this Swiss dude got a big ass nose, yo.
Like, Cassidy, yeah, that seems like a bad business plan, Cass.
Yeah, right? That's your
yeah, right?
Hold up. He had 20 strips all doing 20 a day, man.
20 strips all doing 20 a day.
Me growing, I'm like, yo, this nigga's a liar. When I got older, I'm like, yo, this nigga really is a liar, yo.
This nigga's a liar.
This nigga's a liar.
Oh.
There's no way. There's no way. This nigga's a liar.
Oh my God.
My funniest Meek beef though was him and Safari when they was going back at it. Like, Meek, why are you responding to Safari in a yo, Safari's diss might be the worst diss I ever heard in my life. Like, He talking about this man's penis print in the diss.
Who did that?
Safari.
Safari is a strange dude.
Hey, because I missed this. Yo. He dissed Meek and said this?
Yes.
Oh yeah, I missed all of this.
Yo, the diss started.
And I think
started,
it was like to a disco beat or some shit.
Yeah, the diss started, and it's like I'm listening. Like, all right, like this is like when the whole back to back shit was happening with Meek and Drake, and then Safari just dropped one out of nowhere. Like, you know what? I'm in it too. Like, fuck it. Here's the diss.
Fuck it. I'm listening. In it too.
And the song, the song is playing. Me and my homie listening to it, and it's just like he's going, and he's like, yeah, nigga, you got a botch face with a cute dick, and I'm like, Time out. Throw that shit in the trash. I never want to hear this song ever again in my life.
Oh, shit.
Ever again in my life.
Delete it from the internet.
Never play this again in my life.
Yeah, I've never heard it.
That might be why Teefy won the punch. Like, that might be the sole reason why. It's like, bro, why the fuck?
Like, I'm punching on this nigga as soon as I see it.
That was the wildest I've ever heard in a diss in my life.
Yeah, I never heard any. I didn't listen to it.
Yeah, don't go listen to it.
Don't go listen to this audio poison. Don't do it.
That shit was wild.
Oh, he was married to Nicki Minaj, so it's like, that's strange. You know what I'm saying? She looks amazing, but you know,
yeah,
that
she looks super good right now. Yeah,
Nicki always looks amazing.
Yeah, definitely.
That kills a narrative on the women. You gotta uphold a certain image to get women like that.
All that shit is bullshit. We can debunk all of that crap.
I definitely think the game is by far and away the weirdest.
No, he get the top Joan.
Yeah,
he get the top Joan. That motherfucker superimposed his face on a picture with him and Tupac.
Yo,
he got like the What was the joint he did when we gave him the Weirdo of the Year or the, what did he do? Oh, the Michael Jackson story. Remember that? Yeah. I was just like, yeah, I can't fuck with Game, man. Like,
he got stories at Kobe. Every time something happens to somebody, I can't wait to hear the DMX story.
When Nip
he tried to become Nipsey.
He was riding down Slauson crying, filming himself when Nipsey got killed.
Then he had the story about my daughter came to me and asked me why such and such with Nipsey. And I'm just like, this did not happen. Like, what are you talking about?
He was like, I'm a blood, but I got to get a blue car for Nip. I was just like, yeah,
like, shut up.
This nigga lost his mind, bro.
Nobody not even banging on colors like that no more over there. Like, them niggas on some other shit. You better not have no colored shoelaces, but like, you could drive whatever color.
The craziest part about Game is when he was on Wendy Williams, and Wendy Williams was like, so how you been? He was like, yeah, I fucked
out of nowhere.
It was like, huh?
That shit was like, hold up. She had to read the card, like, hold up. This shit wasn't in the pre-pro.
Right, he just came out of left field with that shit. Like, wait, what? Like,
didn't even know. He's like, yeah, Chloe too.
Yeah, Chloe too.
Yeah.
I think I hit another one. I can't remember.
Black China.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, all of them.
But definitely like, Kim. I was just like, yo, Game is nuts, man. Like,
this nigga lost his mind, bro.
But I was telling a bitch recently, I'm like, y'all loved that nigga for like a good 4 or 5 years. Thanks. Y'all loved Game.
Mm-hmm.
I always kind of knew he was strange, but y'all loved that nigga.
He was like, he was the first nigga on the gram posing in Ethicas. I'm like, bro, come on. I'm blocking you, bro.
No, when that joke came out of him on Change Your Heart, I was just like, yo, remember that shit? The Game show?
Yeah, this girl had a change of heart and he cried.
Yeah, Game was wild. Bad joke. Oh, did you see Cam'ron's Drink Champs interview?
Yeah, I saw about 3 hours out of the 3:30.
I watched a nice little chunk
long
of
shit.
Your tweet about Nori said hilarious.
No, man.
Yeah, Nori.
I hate Lori a lot, man. And I was a real super big proponent for Drink Champs in the beginning, but it's the show jumped the shark a long time ago. It's the production of it, as far as like the way they shoot it and all of that, mm-hmm. the studio set, it's perfect.
Yeah.
But Nori ruins every fucking show.
Like, I thought he was all right in this Cam joint.
No, he was pretty good. But like, he jumps 33 years in the future. Like, somebody be telling the story chronologically, he'll be like, all right, cool, so you fucking your neighbor, right? And it's like, Nori, like, that was yesterday. Like, yeah. We was talking about 96, he was with Biggie. Like, this motherfucker telling stories about like being with Jay-Z and Dame and shit back in 95 and all that. And he and Nori's like, oh yeah, so what about the neighbor? I was like, Nori, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like him and R. Kelly, he was like, yeah, we did a lot of things.
He like, no pause. He like, I mean, no petty.
Yo.
The one draw I took away from it was that shit they was talking about the role on Lawrence Fishburne was fucking hilarious.
God, man.
That was hilarious.
Hey, yo, Larry.
Larry.
His name was fucking Larry. He said this nigga pulled his ID out.
Showed him his license, face. Yeah.
And what do that say to you? So I don't give a fuck what your license say. His name is Larry, nigga.
It's like, watching it though is just like, damn, man, like that Rockefeller shit really crumbled bad.
Yeah.
Like, you really like seeing to where it's like, just knowing that even Dame was acting funny with him a little bit.
Yeah.
Was just like, damn, like y'all really ruined some dope ass shit.
Mm-hmm.
Cam was really, really like, you know, he was moving. You know, and even though like looking back on it and hearing that he didn't even like Confessions of Fire. You know, he like, that shit was them wanting the old, you know, Biggie and this and the third. And then SDE was like, you know.
Right.
But seeing Cam come to Rockefeller and really put together that album with Oh Boy and Hey Ma was like, whew. And the Diplomat movement was so fucking insane that it's just like, how the, like if y'all Jay-Z and Dame Dash, Rockefeller Records, and y'all, you know, the big dogs, and then y'all acquire this movement.
Right.
It's not supposed to be over in 8 months.
No, it's not. Right? Hell no.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That don't make no fun. It's like when the Bulls signed Dennis Rodman. Nigga, we about to go on another run.
Yeah, three more chips.
Yeah.
And that shit just boggles my mind.
A lot of times, man, motherfuckers can't get out of their own way in order to just do the business. And, you know, Dame said this. It's like, you know, in business, you have a fiduciary responsibility to the overall project. So it's like, at the point where they dissolved the company, that was not in the best interest of the company.
Right.
But everybody agreed to it. And Jay basically flim-flammed everybody, completely devalued the company, turned around, sold it for all this more money, devalued the clothing company because he stopped coming around, stopped modeling, da-da-da-da-da. Now he get control of the fucking clothing company. Now we sell it for $204 to fucking Iconics and all that shit. And it's just like, it was basically like a sabotage on his part, because like, he was playing coy the whole time and he was the smartest guy in the room and nobody understood that shit for whatever reason, just because he wasn't participating. But they just thought like, oh, this nigga don't care. Ba-da-da. No, I care, but I'm going to care when I get you niggas out of the picture.
Right.
When I can get all the money, I'm going to care like a motherfucker, and I'm going to get all you niggas out of here.
Yeah, it was a good interview, though.
It was a great interview.
Yeah, I got to tune in. Sometimes the length of like the interview scare me off before I can, like,
yeah, the 3 hour shit is like,
I just rode around and just listened to it.
Yeah, I listen to when I get in the gym. That's the best.
Yeah, I got to tap in.
Yeah, it was a really good interview. You want to talk about DMX?
I want to talk about weed in New York first.
Okay.
Then I want to talk about DMX.
Like a segue.
Yeah. Shout out to New York, man, because y'all got this shit right. New York basically saw what New Jersey did and said, I'll see your decriminalization and I will raise you motherfuckers. There have been sweeping marijuana reform, which decriminalizes and legalizes weed in New York State. Citizens can now smoke in public without penalty. Citizens and drivers can possess up to 3 ounces on their person without penalty. You can have 5 pounds in your crib and it is not a criminal offense. All prior marijuana offenses will be automatically expunged, and anyone that is arrested for marijuana offenses that fall within the guidelines are going to get released. And here is my favorite part of the whole shit. I smell weed is no longer probable cause in New York. They cannot search your car for I smell weed. So now they gotta say they smell guns.
Yeah.
in order to search your car. I smell gun metal. But completely just eradicated like the whole weed shit, like in one fucking motion. And I think
you grow your shit in your house. Like
couple. Right.
Yeah, that's dope.
Yeah. Yep. So complete sweeping marijuana reform in New York City, which, you know, they got bigger fish to fry and they've taken the initiative to say, we're just not even dealing with this shit no more. We're going to solve real fucking crime and stop locking people up for traffic stops with marijuana.
I mean, it should have been.
Yeah.
20 years ago.
Yeah.
But the whole thing is, I was explaining this shit to somebody the other day. It's like, the reason why we didn't been legalized marijuana is because nobody wanted to be the first ones. Like, the rest of the country looks at California like it's its own country. Mm-hmm. So, like, whatever the fuck California is doing is not truly indicative of the way the rest of the country feels, because they looked at, like, crazy liberals and hippies and this and this and this. And that shit goes back to the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Like, just the view of California. They fucking made Arnold Schwarzenegger the fucking governor.
Yeah.
Like, they're with whatever over there. So, like, the rest of the country doesn't necessarily feel that way. But, you know, seeing that it worked in Colorado, seeing that it worked in Vegas, seeing that it worked in Michigan, like motherfuckers is blowing big dope in Michigan everywhere. Like, mm-hmm. that shit got, like, more dispensaries per capita than anywhere in the country. So when you start seeing places like that adopt the shit, it's like, all right,
more money.
Now the proof of concept is there, to where it's not just crazy California. Mm-hmm. Other places have done this shit and it works. Same thing, Maryland. Motherfuckers don't know. Maryland got a zillion dispensaries. All my homies in fucking Maryland, all they got is designer weed packs. Like, oh, you got for the dispensary. Dude. 33 of them. Like, this, everybody got weed down there. So it's like, once that happens, and then now with New York, as big and influential as New York is on government and politics nationwide, it's pretty much, I think, a certain matter of time until the federal legalization happens, because it's New York. Like, you know, it's one of the one or two biggest states. They go back and forth as far as people and shit like that. Their politics are more representative of, at least regionally, how people in the Mid-Atlantic feel. And I think that that's enough to push the federal mandate forward. But you're absolutely right. It should have been done.
My thing with the decriminalization of weed is, like, jobs are still going to be on some nut shit.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's the part for me that's just like, I personally don't understand why.
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing is, it's like, we were sold a bill of goods 60 years ago, and there's still, like, resonating effects of that today. Like, literally, the whole marijuana shit, the reason why it wasn't been legal and all that is because we didn't make the best marijuana. We didn't make and grow the best marijuana. Now that we do, and we handle, it's part of our gross national product, and we export marijuana to all these different places, and it's 90% of the world's marijuana comes from Northern California. Now that that is an effect, it's like, all right, cool. We can tax the shit. We mm-hmm. can put the regulation around it. We can do this, and this, to where now the government benefits from it and gets their cut. It's the same thing like with liquor back in the 20s.
And the part that bugs me out the most when it comes to it is, like, you have people who can legally go get weed because of medical issues. Yeah, yeah. But if you work in a certain job field, it's like, oh, never mind that.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. That's fucking bonkers when you think about that shit. So, like, if you a CO or a bus driver or TSA agent or what else? Work at the airport. You a baggage handler at the airport. Just any fucking thing.
Right.
You got to worry about your job on some, oh, well, we checking for that and we check. But, like, if you a teacher, a lawyer, a doctor, you could blow your goddamn brains out nightly and come back into work refreshed, happy to a motherfucker. That shit is crazy, man.
Yeah.
And
so I just shout out New York for getting it right and not just saying, fuck the criminal. The decriminalization is one thing, but legalization is another step. And that's what we don't have in PA. Because, like, people don't realize, like, the legalization step started taking place in PA back in, like, 17. It's already been 4 years. So what they did was they legalized, like, the tincture and the oils and the topical shit and all that, because we're a backward-ass commonwealth and we do everything slow and stupid. So then it's like, all right, then they get the data from Colorado. Then they get the data from Michigan and this and this and this. Then they're like, all right, cool. Now we'll allow flowers in the dispensary. So then 2 years ago, you see the dispensaries start popping up where it's like, all right, now it's a full 360 of topical, tincture, edibles, and fucking flower. Mm-hmm. So the final step to the shit is the legalization part of it, because right now in the city of Philly, you can possess 30 grams of marijuana without consequence. Most cops don't even take the fucking time to fucking arrest you no more for weed. They'll just take the shit and either smoke it or sell it. I don't know what the fuck they doing with it, but I know seven different people that got stopped by the cops with way more than 30 grams of marijuana, and they just took the weed from them and they money and kicked them in the ass and told them have a terrible day, which... At that point, you kind of rather go to jail. Like, hey, y'all gonna take the fucking weed and my money?
Yeah.
Oh no, you made this from selling weed. I just cashed my check. Yeah, you taking this money because you know that's not getting reported.
I remember we got pulled over years ago, me and my man Zach, and we had jars of weed. Oh, remember the jars? Mm-hmm. We had just went and seen Boy Around the Way, whatever. He had like four or five of them joints, so he all panicking and shit. And I'm just like, it's cool. We get pulled over. I'm like, yo, it's cool. It's only five jars a week. He like, nah, man, they going to book us, man. Like, you know how niggas start going to that shit. We going to feds. I'm just like, no, the fuck we are. It's five jars a week. He like, homo, you take them. I don't want them.
Yeah. I'm just saying, it's cool. Just
and he started tucking them in his pants, like under his nuts and shit. And I'm just like, you're doing too much, man. So I remember the cop got pulled. The white cop asked me to step out of the car. Black cop on his side was like, yo, step out of the car. So we step out. He was like, you guys, you don't got nothing in the car, do you? I'm like, nah. He was like, no weapons? I'm like, nah. He's like, no drugs? I'm like, we don't do drugs, sir. And he was just like, I didn't like the way you said
that. I'm definitely searching the shit out of everything now.
So the black cop start like looking in the car. He was like, it's clean over here on passenger side. He's like, you got anything on you, man? To my man. He was like, nah, officer. Promise. He was like,
promise.
He was like, I'm gonna get the fuck out of here.
You niggas are going to jail.
Yeah. And he started shaking him. Like, he wasn't patting him down. He just started shaking him. And them little jars was like, ding, 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 ding.
You can't do this, yo.
I was on the other side of the car dying. Like, I'm trying not to laugh. And them jumped up and drums was popping all over the ground. And he started screaming. And she was like, oh, man, what the fuck? Couple was like, man, why the fuck y'all ain't just say you had fucking bullshit ass weed on y'all? So he picked this shit up. He opened the jar. It's Reggie. My God, these cops silly as shit.
That shit's Reggie.
They took the jars and the Dutchess and straight was like, y'all get the fuck out of here. That was years ago. That was like 2005, 2006.
Yeah, I think like 2018, I got pulled over in North Philly on like 29th and Allegheny by the Strike Force. Mm-hmm. For those of you that don't know, the Strike Force is the Guns and Bricks Police.
I got a Strike Force story.
It's the Guns and Bricks Police. So these, I'm coming down the block from my man block. I see the police coming. I'm in this fucking Charger. The Charger I had, dark ass window. I'm like, these motherfuckers is going to pull me over. So I turn up a block, not realizing that the block doesn't go straight through. Oh, shit. It loops back around and comes back to Allegheny. I get to the end of the block. It's a little parking lot at the end of the block, like a makeshift joint. I pull in the lot. These motherfuckers whoop me from the street and come over there. They're like, hey, where you going? Where you coming from? Da, da, da. So they pull me out the car, search me this, this, and this. I had like probably like a half a ounce of weed or some shit on me. They was like, oh man, you made us go through all this shit and search you over a half an ounce of weed. We don't give a fuck about this shit. We the Guns and Bricks Police and gave me my weed back.
Dog, listen, I'm leaving work one night. I leave, you know, I work on 27 Allegheny. I leave work, bang the left on 27, come down Chalmers to Lehigh to 33rd. Yeah. As I'm riding past 33rd and Dolphin, you know where the 54 and all that shit. Mm-hmm. Like, as I'm riding past 33rd and Dolphin, lights come on out of nowhere. I didn't even realize they was behind me. So I'm like, I didn't do, like, the light is green than a motherfucker. I'm not flying. I'm just like, what the fuck? This one I had my truck, my black truck. So I pull over. The cop, I see him get out of the car and he's running. I'm like, he's running up on. So he runs up. I roll the window down. He's like, yeah, motherfucker, you just shot somebody? I'm like, what? He smacked me on the chest. He's like, pussy, you hurt me. I was like, yo, what the fuck is up with you? He was like, we got a report of a shooting out of a vehicle just like this. I'm like, man, I just came to fuck from work. The fuck are you talking about? As I'm saying that, my passenger door opens. Cop in that joint. I'm talking about he, like, knees in my passenger seat. In the fucking...
Give me a reason.
He in the car.
Give me a reason, big man.
So this, the black cop was... Because that boy was like, I don't know, Hispanic or whatever, like some tourist shit.
Some Keanu Reeves type shit.
He opened my door and he's literally under my seat, moving my leg, move your fucking legs out the way. Like looking under the I'm like, dog, I have on a fucking SEPTA uniform. He was like, SEPTA niggas don't shoot niggas. I'm like, I don't fucking know. I'm telling you, I just came the fuck from work.
Except the niggas don't shoot, niggas.
He look all under the seat, the set in the third, whatever. You could hear this shit on the John. Like, we got the Ford Explorer pulled over on 28th and Cecil B. Moore, da da da. He was like, we gotta go. You be cool. He hopped to their John. What the fuck?
Just be bored, man.
No, but he dead ass ran up was like, yo, I know you just shoot somebody. I'm like, what? He's like, pussy, you hurt. He definitely slapped me on the chest. Like, pussy, you hurt me. Them Strike Force motherfuckers be they be ridiculous. With them shiny leather boots. Yeah. They a motherfucker.
Highway. If you get pulled over by Highway Patrol in Southwest, they straight tell you get out the car. They be like, get out. They open your door, get out the car.
Yeah,
like,
before they even say anything else.
Fuck Miranda that. Right? No, get out the car.
Fuck out the car.
They did that shit to Ayo, stupid ass. He's driving from somewhere. He and in his ex-wife Ben's truck. He fucking driving him, willing that. This nigga a scofflaw nigga. Him, my man Nas and Stevie G, only three niggas I know alive that's still banned from getting the driver's
license. Pretty much anybody that's 50. Yeah. Yeah,
banned from getting a driver's license forever. Straight scofflaw shit. They pull a nigga over here, get out the car. They search the car and find out. And they say, all right, cool. Why are you driving without a license? Oh, such. I had an emergency. I had to drop my. Yeah, no, that's cool. We're going to take the car. Take the car, write them an $800 ticket for scofflaw driving without a license, all that bullshit, and just go about their day. Left this nigga on 54th and Woodland, right by the. 57th and Woodland, right by the auction. On the curb. Sit on the curb, stupid.
That shit is.
Before we get out of here, I told you I wanted to talk about DMX.
Gotta talk about X.
It's not looking good.
It's looking bad.
Yeah.
A lot of misinformation.
That's the opposite, of not looking good.
A lot of misinformation going back and forth. His lawyer allegedly said that they told him that they was taking off life support and the ventilator and all that. That's not true. He's still on. And he in intensive care. It's a bad job, man.
If he's in a vegetative state.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bad job, man. And it's unfortunate, yo. And The disrespect on the internet doesn't help matters. Like, as far as like young motherfuckers, like, oh, why y'all care about DMX and da 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 and all that stupid shit. You know, people just tweeting for attention. Like, it just lacks compassion. It lacks class. And he deserves better than that. That man is a legend. You know, he had his issues. He dealt with, you know, substance abuse and have his problems and all that. But in the words of DMX, every real nigga go through something.
I mean, not even the fact that he a legend, like, all that aside, he's a human. It's just like, dog, like, who wants to see anybody fall apart from an addiction?
Right.
You know, some shit that could have been avoided. And then once you actually know the story and that he got introduced to crack from, like, somebody he looked up to.
Yeah, I just seen that shit. He's 14 and they laced that shit. Yeah, that's wild. That's wild.
No.
I hate the people on Twitter that be like, whenever somebody dies or somebody goes to something, it's like, oh, now y'all care about this person. I never seen this many such and such fans and my life. And I'm just like, bro, niggas can't have fucking empathy for fucking people. Like,
the same thing happens with your uncle.
like you come where you want us to say, oh, get well, or, you know, wishes will everybody's. It's like, bro, what the fuck? Like, I hate people on the internet sometimes, bro.
Yeah, the internet be a burnout every now and then.
Yeah, definitely.
I will say this. It's like, it is wild watching it just how different the paths went between him, Ja Rule, and Jay-Z. Yeah. Whereas, like, they were supposed to be, like, the
next three. Well,
yeah, like, they were building them as a unit.
Yeah.
And just watching it, how different the paths went. It's, you know, it's tragic. You know, like, exactly. That's the only word you could really use for it.
It's like a Shakespearean type of ending to the story, if this is the end for X. Mm-hmm. And it's just really unfortunate. And then it's like Jay-Z is like the polar opposite. Like, this man is a billionaire. You know, he's in bed with multi-billionaires and potentially going to own an NFL team soon. Fucking Steve Stout said the illest shit on his interview with The Breakfast Club. He was like, man, he said, think about this. He said, Jay-Z has a son named Sir Carter. He said, and he's 2 years old. He said, in 16 years, he's going to fly to Paris to meet with LVMH about his company. About Armand de Brignac, about his company that his family owns. He's like, that shit is powerful. Like, he's like, people changing the narrative because they was just talking about like the whole thing of like you know, people on the internet making this out to be like people are like Jay and Swiss and whoever mm-hmm. are like shucking and jiving when they're taking these deals. And he's like, man, ain't nobody doing that shit. Like, we going in there dropping our nuts on the table, telling them what we want and this and this and this. And it's all the way respect from the top to the bottom. Like,
did you see Michael Rainey, Tariq from Power was like Timberland and Swiss is some sellouts.
For the Versus
shit. For the Versus shit, yeah.
Yeah.
For the Triller deal.
For the Triller deal with Versus.
Oh, God. He just don't get it.
And it was just like, though, this is why everybody hates you.
You know? on and off the show.
On and off the fucking show. Stupid shit like this. And it's just like, yeah, he literally went as far as saying, like, oh, they sell outs. Like, black people need to stop worrying about selling out to these companies and black ownership and this and the third. And it's just like, dog, you get a check from Pat from Starz. Right. Like...
Weekly.
Like, what are you talking about?
You're a fucking idiot.
Yeah, I saw that. But no, it's like the DMX shit is definitely like sad. And I saw people like, oh, y'all don't have no faith. And it's like, it's not that you don't have faith. It's just I've seen what happens when
exactly.
people.
That's what I said.
I haven't seen too many people go into vegetative
and come
states
back from it. Yeah.
And come back like, oh, shit was popping. You know. Yeah. And are you talking about a drug overdose where there was a heart attack?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a lot.
That's a lot. It's a lot.
Are you talking about 3-4 different ways to die?
Yeah.
In that.
Real
you
shit.
Know? And yeah, I don't, not saying that I feel like it's definitely over or nothing, but it's just like, yeah, I don't see it getting much better.
Yeah. I prepared myself for it once I first heard it. I'm like, oh, this is okay. You know, I'm just, I get the you know, send prayers and hopes and wishes, but it's like, yeah, it's very, very, very slim chance that
like it sounds crazy, and I think about death a lot. I don't know why I do, but I do. And some deaths are just fitting for the way that they happen. If that makes any like Pac getting killed made all the sense in the world mm-hmm. because Pac becoming an old man doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Paul Walker dying the way he did in a car wreck,
yeah,
kind of made sense if that makes
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So DMX passing away in this manner and this the way that it all went down. Not saying that it's right,
right,
but it makes sense as far as like the palette, yeah. You know, and it just. It's fucked up, but like addiction is, that shit is real, man. Like you don't overcome that. You don't just wake up one day and just be like, oh shit, my album number one, bet.
Right.
Like I'm done with that shit.
Mm-hmm. Especially somebody that was as big as he was, is coming up. He was always like a tier one artist. And it was like, it kind of, you know, you can never probably get away from that shit. So it's definitely like, it's sad to see like somebody that like grew up and was.
And just watching that documentary with the Rough Riders Chronicles, yeah. Where it was just like, he kind of bought into the same shit Dennis Rodman bought into with the Bad Boy Pistons. Like, we a family.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then when he realized like, oh this ain't a business. Family. Yeah. Yeah. Like, it just triggers something to yeah. Where like, oh shit. So you run back to the thing that yeah. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you look at Dennis Rodman, why he rebelled the way he did after the Pistons years. And DMX shit makes total sense. And it's just like, yeah, like, y'all all had a helping hand in this shit. Like, don't think it was just X, like, oh, right, I want to get high.
Yeah.
Like, no, like, everybody had a helping hand in that shit. So, you know, it's a sad tale. And if it is the ending, it's just like,
yeah.
Damn. Like,
it hurts, man. It sucks, man. And, you know, X is a legend. He's a... you know, you talk to people that are close to him. He's a very giving person, almost to his own detriment at times. And it just sucks to see him go out like this.
Yeah, I'm glad we got to see him at least like get celebrated during when he did the verses with Snoop. I'm glad like we got a chance to finally like at least celebrate him. And he got his moment and people gave him his flowers and everybody acknowledged, you know, how legendary he was. So it definitely like it hurts to see. But, you know, it's life. Like,
yeah, I think X was a polarizing figure.
Definitely.
In music. The way he came along, the way it happened, the way it all went down. He was... X was large, man.
Yeah.
Like, a true story, X and Jay-Z was supposed to close out the 99 Music Video Awards, and X didn't show up to the pre-rehearsal or the sound check, and they was scrambling. Like, what the fuck is we gonna do? We can't have Jay go up there by himself. That was real. Like, X was really, like, that guy.
Yeah.
So...
Fucking first five albums, number one.
Yeah.
And then there was EXO with 7 million copies of some crazy shit like that?
No, I think it did like 5.
Wasn't he the first to go 2 platinum albums in 1 year?
Yeah.
2 number one albums in 1 year, bro. Yeah, but if your first one did 5, second one did like 4, then the rest did like 5. I thought it was nuts that he didn't have like many big Billboard hits.
He didn't. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's why I thought that was crazy.
Because I just assumed that he had like them. They were smashed.
I think
like,
"Party Up" is like his biggest song.
Yeah, and that wasn't like a smash.
And that wasn't a smash. I mean,
like as far as Billboard,
it's
he was right 5 times for and then there was X.
Yeah, that shit's wild.
Huge album. All right, man. I ain't really got nothing else. I just want to give another shout out to our sponsor, 2 Amor Clothing. You can find their merchandise at 2amorclothing.com. That's TOUTAMOUR clothing.com. Right now, you can shop their spring collection. Enjoy 25% off all orders over $40. Also, enjoy free shipping on all orders as well. Use code SPRING, SPRING, at checkout. And, to redeem your 25% and get your free shipping. They have their embroidered collection out right now, unisex clothing line, and all the information is laid out right there on the website. And we appreciate them for sponsoring the show. Appreciate my guy Tom for stopping through today, man. We got to do this more often.
I do want to give y'all flowers too, man, for holding it down, for, you know, keeping doing the shit at the level y'all been doing it at too. Like when I first started out the podcast shit and was running around, and then y'all popped out. People was coming to me like, yo, what's this podcast? Like, I was hearing about y'all before I actually, you know, knew, like, was running, see y'all and all that stuff like that. And it was like, oh, all right, so I got to tune in to them. So it was like, for a minute, y'all was like right there at the top. Like, so I always kind of knew what y'all was doing before we even firmly met or whatever.
Right.
So I definitely want to give y'all flowers, man. Say, like, I appreciate what y'all doing up here for the city, just for the culture, everything, podcasting, all that type. I'm very huge in the podcast and stuff. So, you know, like, y'all deserve y'all flowers, man.
Definitely. So we gotta, you know, stop through, do your show.
Oh yeah, definitely. We gonna do
that. And we gotta do this again, make this a recurring thing.
I'm looking at a sneaker situation online. The Fila Grand Hills with the pad leather.
They're terrible.
They never released in a 15. So the guy here is like, yo, I want these in a 15 so bad. The guy in the comments was like, they never released them in a 15. He's like, but I've seen you in them. He was like, well, those are size 14s. I wear them for a max 1 hour with the insoles taken out. Motherfuckers be doing anything, man. But I got nothing else. If you got nothing else.
Nah, man, we good, man.
We out.
Peace.
Everybody loves McDonald's fries. So yes, you accused your mom of stealing some of your fries on the way home. But the bag did feel a little light. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.